Hello, welcome to my poster. Our work focuses on how the target of rapamycin, or TOR complex 1 signaling pathway, is involved in stress responses in the human opportunistic pathogen Candida albicans. Specifically, we found that the N-terminal hit repeats of TOR1 kinase are required for the downregulation of TORC1 activity in response to non-preferred nitrogen sources and distinct stressors. Persistence and growth of Candida albicans as a commensal or pathogen requires resistance to nutritional, oxidative, heat, and other stresses imposed by the host immune system or the competing bacteria microbiome. Since the TOR signaling pathway plays a central role in controlling eukaryotic cell growth and proliferation, we wanted to understand how it participates in stress responses. Models of the budding yeast TOR1 kinase, as seen in Figure 1, show that its N-terminal hit repeats are exposed at the surface of TOR complex 1 and are accessible to interaction with regulatory molecules. Therefore, in this work, we constructed strains that express either a full-length TOR1 or a truncated version of TOR1 that lacks about 10 hit repeats from the N-terminus using the repressible TEDO promoter. Since TORC1 is known to integrate nutritional signal in controlling cell growth, we examined how cells respond to nitrogen starvation stress, as shown in Figure 2, when provided with a non-preferred nitrogen source proline. The phosphorylation level of ribosome protein S6, which is a direct readout of the TORC1 activity, was abnormally increased in the TOR1 truncation strain compared to the wild type. We then checked if this phenotype from the truncation strain is also seen under other stressed conditions. As shown in Figure 3, a similar TORC1 activation was observed in the strain lacking heat repeats when cells were grown with an inducer of superoxide stress, plumbagin. This abnormal increase of TORC1 activity did not accelerate cell growth during oxidative stress. On the contrary, cells lacking TOR1 heat repeats were hypersensitive towards plumbagin treatment. In order to understand the mechanism behind this oxidative stress hypersensitivity, we measured the accumulation of intracellular reactive oxygen species from these cells. As shown in Figure 4a, when grown without stressors, cells lacking TOR1 heat repeats consume oxygen more slowly and accumulate lower levels of intracellular ROS compared to the wild type. We speculate that during growth under non-stressed conditions, these cells may require less oxidative stress management and thus fail to activate signaling through the oxidative stress responsive Hogg pathway when oxidative stress is imposed. In fact, as seen in Figure 4b, cells lacking TOR1 heat repeats showed less Hogg1 phosphorylation when grown without oxidative stress and also failed to induce Hogg1 phosphorylation during plumbagin treatment. The TOR1 heat repeat truncation strain also showed hypersensitivity to cell wall stress induced by the beta-1-3 glucan synthase inhibitor micafungin, as well as towards heat stress, as shown in Figure 5. Notably, loss of N-terminal heat repeats did not confer general hypersensitivity towards all types of stressors. As shown in Figure 6, cells lacking TOR1 heat repeats did not show a growth defect when exposed to cell membrane stress induced by SDS, though the abnormal elevation of TORC1 activity was still observed. Therefore, the N-terminal heat repeats of TOR1 is required for specific stress responses, including oxidative stress, cell wall stress, and heat stress. But the response to cytoplasmic membrane stress is independent of TORC1 activity downregulation. As shown in Figure 7, using other available mutant strains, we found that other components of TORC1 anabolic signaling pathways also participate in specific stress responses. Future work is needed to define a functional relationship between these TORC1 signaling components and the N-terminal hit repeats of TOR1 kinase. In summary, we found that in Candida albicans, the N-terminal hit repeats of TOR1 kinase are required for the downregulation of TORC1 activity. An improper TORC1 activation is associated with growth defects under several but not all stress conditions that are important in the host interaction of the fungus, possibly due to the defects in activating the Hox stress response pathway. Other known components of the TORC1 anabolic signaling pathways also contribute to specific types of stress responses. TORC1 has been called the brain of the cell. Just like the brain receives large numbers of signals which are directed to its specific anatomic site and sends large numbers of commands to other parts of the body in response, TORC1 kinase has domains that receive input and direct output. In the case of the kinase, this output consists of phosphorylation of specific targets or decreased catalytic activity. We found that the N-terminal hit repeats respond to nitrogen source availability and oxidative and cell wall stress, and that they activate oxygen-consuming processes, and that their role is not required for resistance to plasma membrane stress. These findings contribute to the beginning of mapping different functional regions of the brain of the cell TOR1. Disabling this brain may eventually help us control this fungal pathogen as it proliferates in its human host. Thank you.